I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. President Biden received his COVID-19 booster shot on national television earlier today. The FDA and CDC both signed off on a third dose of Pfizer's vaccine last week for millions of Americans. Now people 65 and older, other adults with underlying health conditions, and those who live or work in certain high-risk environments can go to their doctor's office or local pharmacy and get a booster. It just needs to be at least 6 months since they received their second dose. President Biden noted that boosters are just one part of the country's vaccination effort.
But let me be clear, boosters are important, but the most important thing we need to do is get more people vaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's why I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can.
Pfizer will soon ask the FDA for authorization of its COVID vaccine for some children under 12. The drug maker has been testing a much lower dose on kids ages 5 to 11. It says that dosage proved to be safe and well tolerated. By the end of the week, the government could shut down for the third time in 3 years. And what comes after could have devastating financial consequences for millions of Americans. The Senate is expected to vote today to consider the House bill to keep the government open. The bill would also raise the debt ceiling to avert a default on loans, which is expected sometime next month. In the past, there has been bipartisan cooperation to avoid some shutdowns and defaults, but now the parties seem further apart. Republicans argue this time is different because Democrats are trying to pass President Biden's $3.5 trillion budget, despite complete GOP opposition. The Supreme Court is meeting today behind closed doors to discuss adding new cases to its docket. The court's new term is scheduled to begin in just 1 week. The justices are already set to hear a Second Amendment case concerning New York's concealed carry law, as well as a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. Some of the pending petitions the justices are looking at could be heard while other cases are decided. The man who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan could soon be free of any remaining legal restrictions. A federal judge said today that John Hinckley Jr. could be released from court supervision in June as long as he remains mentally stable. Hinckley shot and wounded Reagan 4 decades ago outside a Washington hotel. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. Since being released from a mental hospital in 2016, Hinckley has been overseen by doctors and therapists per a court order. He also can't own a gun and can't contact Reagan's family or anyone else connected with the shooting. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.